This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. In the effort to defund $100 million from Planned Parenthood, the White House moved Wednesday to make Title X funding disappear faster. What could have taken 3 years or more may be gone within a year by changing the length of funding terms. Planned Parenthood relies on those funds to insert its abortion business model into the education and the lives of young people. Not content to keep a low profile after being caught in a deliberate lie, CNN is tearing into Vice President Mike Pence for being a vibrant Christian. They describe that vibrancy of faith as the vice president being a Christian supremacist, eager to impose religion on others. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life, and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. In other headlines, the California Assembly has passed a bill that would compel abortion and abortion drugs to be offered free of charge to college students. A Missouri Planned Parenthood has had its license restored after losing its only abortionist and months later hiring a new one. And one company that serves the disposal needs at many doctors' offices continues to serve abortion clinics. Stericycle once told pro-life groups they had canceled such contracts. However, video documentation and employee interviews show Stericycle still serving the abortion industry. Details at lifenews.com. And for pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.